listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Sixth Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God.
Wherever I got you. On the Friday, October 11th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Friday edition. It's the weekend. And like I say, all work and no play makes you a dull person. And all play and no work makes you broke. So you got to find your happy medium. And the weekend is the happy medium. So gets to enjoying yourself, all right, but do it responsibly. And like I said, happy Friday to everybody. We got lots to talk about going into the weekend. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. 242-342-300-5720. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Like I said, we got lots to talk about. I'm going to open up the lines on the flip side of the break. But boy, before we do that, we got to have a look at the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages in the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. Like I said, brought to you by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations. Check them out. The flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street. The Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And be sure to check them out online, findthreads.com. Sad headlines. Boy 8 dies in apparent suicide, police say. Child found hanging with belt around neck. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. An 8-year-old boy died in a reported suicide outside his home on St. Albans Drive, New Providence, yesterday, police said. Police said the boy was discovered by an older sibling shortly before noon. The boy was hanging from the security bars of a bedroom window with a belt around his neck, police said. The sibling told a parent and a medical team responded and attempted to resuscitate the boy. He was taken to hospital where he died a short time later. In a statement yesterday, the Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training said it was immensely saddened by the sudden passing of a third grade student at T.G. Glover. The statement said the school described the young man as his school community was intelligent, high-spirited student who loved reading and learning. His prospects of success were indeed promising, it said. As a human, it's sad, but as a parent, 8 years old, has it really gotten that bad in the Bahamas in 2024 that 8-year-olds are committing suicide? I hope a serious investigation is done into this because I think it's a tragic situation. But I still can't wrap my head around an 8-year-old committing suicide. How did this happen? And it's not blame the parents. No, how did this happen? Because there but for the grace of God go you or I. And we don't want to see this happen again. So we need to find out why this incident happened. Don't let his life be in vain. Let it count for something. Let it count for a positive change, especially when it's dealing with children. Very sad situation. My thoughts and prayers go out to the family. I can only imagine what you're going through. But I pray for you during this difficult time. Very sad situation. The aftermath, the house lies toppled on its stilts after the passage of Hurricane Milton in Bradenton. It was rough. And if you've got family in Florida, you know, they got some pictures here in the Guardian today. But if you got family in Florida, double check. Make sure they're good. Make sure. Very, very touch and go situation in a lot of areas over there. And we felt it minimally, but we still did. Tax breaks pledged for energy initiatives. Story by Tanika Thompson. The Davis administration will roll out tax breaks early next year for the purchase of solar panels and energy-efficient appliances. This from Director of Climate Change in the Office of the Prime Minister, Rochelle Newbold. Newbold said the tax breaks will likely not be fixed all year. You can read more on that. You got to make sure, because you know this administration likes tax. So if there's going to be a tax break, where's the next tax coming from to make up for the tax break you're giving us over here? Watch that. Sans, PMH conditions becoming more worrying. And PM praises new senator upon her appointment. Jan Michela Major was given her instruments of appointment to the Senate at Government House yesterday. Prime Minister Philip Davis described her as a new generation leader that he believes will make a difference in the Bahamas. And that's just the front page. Got tons more to talk about on the inside all week long. And we're going to get to that as we get into the buzz on the flip side of the break, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. So keep it right where you got it. The Friday, October 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Flavid Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements mean and more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
They say
flames are catching a fire. Ah. Tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. Praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Better way to go. Teach them something before they lose the soul. No, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
We're back at you on the Friday, October 11th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And be sure to check them out. Both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Both of those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. Let me check the text lines real quick, man. Y'all already started on a Friday, but y'all just popping off today. I'm out of jar, you know. It's all good. Naughty, I think the PM's announcement pertaining to the hurricane was a complete overreaction. It caused the panic. Nassuvians were panicked. By a lot of stores look bare. I ain't gonna lie. So for all of you buy up all the water and the toilet tissue, I hope y'all got space to keep that now. Y'all ain't gotta worry about that for the next couple months. But it's better be prepared, though. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Ah, boy. But listen, what you guys buzzing on? Lots to talk about. I mean, a lot of people buzzing on a lot of things. And one of them that a lot of people keep bringing up, and I've heard this too, and Dr. Sands talking about it today, FNM Jim, PM conditions becoming more worrying. What's really going on at the PMH? And I'm hearing from different sections. Okay? Mr. Producer, tell that mouthpiece in the back there who loud and think it's the fish market, tell him shut up, please. Thanks. I can come make noise on Saturday show. But what's going on at the hospital? What's going on in the hospital? What's really going on? I mean, day after day, you get more complaints and from different sectors. So the red flags must be going up. So let's get to the phone line. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, bro? What you buzzing on?
You hit right on it today, Naughty. This hospital situation. Let me tell you a story what happened yesterday on Wednesday. Had a medical emergency on one of the cruise lines.
Okay.
And they couldn't accept the passenger.
Why?
They don't have any rooms available and no accommodations for them. The equipment.
And this is something equipment. That this is something that can be confirmed, right? Like you were privy to this information.
I am the one who dealt with it.
Okay, cool.
Confirmed.
Right.
call doctor's hospital and he had to initiate some type of insurance. The person he's seeing. You know?
Right.
It's terrible, man. Of all these cruise ships coming in like this, every day there's people coming off these cruise ships.
But I've been hearing rumblings that there's no beds, and I've been hearing rumblings that the chapel has been now turned into a triage unit with beds and people in there as well. What's really going on?
Exactly. That's what we need to find out.
And I'm hearing it from various sectors of the hospital, different units, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Inpatient.
Not only for the behemoths, but for everybody.
Right, and I'm wondering what's really going on.
Exactly.
What's making it? Why is there a shortage of beds? Why is the hospital full?
Right.
Are we having another COVID spike that nobody's talking about? Is there something else that's going on? What's happening?
All right, Naughty.
Man, listen, I am flabbergasted by the fact that they couldn't take the tourists because there were no beds.
Exactly. I would assume, like how everyone knows in the Bahamas, there's the number one option there anyway. When it comes to tourists, it could have been a behemoth, we wouldn't care what it was a tourist, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I normally sometimes, you know, they can put tourists before Bahamians. It has happened.
But
in this case, we would hope that there would be at least one bed. Wouldn't common sense say, but let's hold one or two beds just in case we got a tourist show up?
Exactly. Especially on a six cruise ship day.
Or at least make facilitations that they get them to doctors. But I mean, you know, doctors is a separate expense.
The person is still there right now being seen, luckily. And yeah, man, we just have to do something with our public health system.
Yeah, a lot of people having the same crime, man.
They never have any ambulances, nothing.
And now I hear the ambulances that they got a stick shift.
They haven't started using them yet.
But I hear they stick shift, that's why they can't use them.
Yeah, well, that could be a while then.
You know, I mean, I ain't trying to get off, but I mean, when last you drove stick shift, my brother?
I drive stick shift every day.
Oh, every day, but that's by choice probably, right?
I learned how to drive the European version. By jumping in it and driving it, no stick shift now.
The minute I could get the automatic, I was out of there, boy. That clutch used to kill my ankle, boy. What?
That's a job in itself.
Man, listen here.
On the road.
One time I had the balance out going over the bridge, my mommy car. God bless the dead.
Uh-uh.
And that was the bubbler. That wasn't really a nice car. That was the bubbler, you know?
None of them knew that.
No, but I was still on there pari-ari because... You know, you're not there. You got to balance it. You got to rock.
Exactly. You got to hold your foot there.
Man.
Foot there.
By the time I got back over and hit Cabbage Beach, I was all cramped right up. I was walking like I had his shoes. I said, boy, as soon as I can get me automatic, I'm up out of here. Boy. And as soon as I could get, I was done.
Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. Be safe. Right, have a good weekend, man. And keep me posted, too, on that situation, man, if you hear anything back on it as well.
No
all right?
Problem. I keep you updated.
All right, my brother. Be safe. Thanks. Let's check the text lines. Naughty, PMH is a death sentence. No joke. This is a serious, horrible situation. Michael Darvall is singing for his supper. And he's singing, I need a job now. Wow. But he got a job, Minister of Health. Why you don't do it? Naughty, why don't they put a clinic on the port? I seen them put a pharmacy 4 stories high. Can't they put a clinic on the port to alleviate the headache on the hospital and deal with the tourists? That's a good idea and a good question. Very good. Now, great show, Naughty. Are me and Bobo still having a celebrity boxing match this holiday? Texas, stop talking, fool. Senses are not in close relation, Texter. When you get your senses back, then text me. You got me mistaken for Whitesy. Wrong, dude. Naughty, good afternoon. One of the issues we have as a population of very sick people who don't take care of themselves and are repeatedly readmitted to the hospital. Therefore, persons who are really ill can't get a bed space. How do you really feel, Texter? But thanks for that brutal honesty. Naughty, I had to learn in the VW Beetle stick. Mottos. Wow. Listen, and when I was in college, that was the rage in South Florida. People lowering the VWs, the Bugs, and the Beetles. And all of them were stick chef. Oh, Lord. Yeah, man. Them, that five on the floor, everybody wanted them. Boy, that was the man, what? And then remember, back in the day here, as we go down memory lane, anybody who had a Boss, a GT, a Mustang, 5.0 or the LX 4.0, they used to be carrying on by it too. Lone peeling, burning up. What? Mustang is a car, though, that I would tell you deserves a stick shift. If you want to ride that proper, I need a stick. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Nutty, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Man, there's a tournament in here.
What's happening?
Man, what's happening? They got the day in boxing is a comic show now.
Yeah, man, I mean...
Listen to me. Boxing now is going down the toilet. The pro boxing and the amateur boxing. Right now, I see they're having a clown show. I'm not sure if it's going to be this week or next week, but that's, listen to me, that's a clown show. Okay? It's sad. It's sad to see.
Now, Quincy, you don't think that they're trying to get people interested back in boxing because boxing took a turn and it's trying to rebuild?
That, you know, boxing, man, they clown show guys. I ain't ever been in the gym and know what it takes to be a fighter.
So, okay? What match are you talking about? I saw something about. I saw something out and about, you know. And you know, I support boxing in all its forms.
Yeah, that's a clown show. That little boxing, man.
Why you calling it a clown show? Because you not on the card?
No. Listen to me. What I call a clown show is when you get guys who know nothing of boxing and you're charging $45 for the people to see it.
Oh, you talking about the DJs?
Yeah,
I can tell you something different, and this is why I was wondering and questioning your tone. Because I know you... Hold on, Quincy, because I know you are a long-time professional. So I know this is something what I saw. I saw the courtyard brawl. Five fighters managed by Misha Payne Major. Five fighters managed by Jermaine Chuchumaki. November 22nd. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the one I was talking about, man.
I was talking about the other one.
Real boxing out of Fusion, man. That's what I thought you were talking about, man, at the Fusion Superplex.
They're having a Clifford Park.
No, now that I see it and I'm seeing the headline, yes, this, okay, my brother, is what you call a good old-fashioned promotion. And being a promoter, as one illustriously over my career, I'm mad at it. For club promoters, they will get in there and they will sell beer. They will get admission. They will play music. And these two dudes will get in there and throw blow on each other. People can laugh. And the promoter can make money and everything will be everything. Yeah. And if they could get away with wrestling doing it, they'd probably do that too. That's some Vince McMahon type ish right there. That's pure promotion. I can't be mad at them for that.
Okay.
Let's see how many people they get, you know?
Yeah.
But listen, Quincy, the funny thing is, they've had two encounters already.
Oh, yeah?
They had two fights already. But I didn't know of two boxing matches with these DJs. So that means to tell me they done throw fists in the club fighting over dub boxing beer and probably woman two times in two separate clubs. And now they come to finish it off in the ring.
Well, they settle the score.
Let him settle the score, man.
All right, then I can look forward to it.
Yeah, man, it's all good. All right. You know, Quincy, man, you should have a couple of brewskis and go out and have a laugh. That's what you should do. That might be good entertainment.
Yeah, okay.
All right, my brother, be safe. Naughty, after learning to drive stick shift, I bought a VW Beetle. I used to wait by St. Agnes Church for the light on the hill to turn green, then take off to catch the light. I was scared to balance. If you went to a different school apart from SAC, you probably would have been able to buy. Low blow, I know. I'm in time for my sockers in the house. Naughty, you right, babe. They definitely got to make plenty of money off that, man. Get drunk up and watch two dudes beat the snot out of each other. Yes. We pay good money for that. Naughty, you talking about the ambulances and the stick shifts. Word on the street is, and allegedly, a high-level government figure has a six-figure contract for those ambulances, allegedly. Let's keep an eye on that. Naughty, at no time people wanted a Beetle car. I don't know which era you lived in, my brother, but trust me, there was times when people... Listen, right now, if you get a VW Beetle Classic, classic car owners will go crazy for that. That's a definite collector's item. You know what I'd really like to hold? Speaking of VW vans, I think the dreadest VW that was on this island belonged to Lord Bless the Dead, my history teacher at St. Andrews, my homeroom teacher at St. Andrews, Mr. Alan Murray, the late Alan Murray. Listen here, Mr. Murray was a classic. That VW van is a classic. If I could find who got that, I won't buy that off them. That's how classic that was. And the booger green, lime green combo that he had it painted was strong. If anybody remember Mr. Murray from St. Andrews in that green van, holler at your boy. That was a bit of Bahamiana right there. That was a classic. That was epic. And he used to drive that a long time after we all graduated. And then you sit there and say, well, I ain't been out of school decades, and this dude's still driving his car. Classic. Boom. Listen here. That's who got it? Thank you, man. And see, I like that old school St. Andrews connection, the real St. Andrews connection. Not this jokey version but going on today. Yeah. This old school connection. You see that? Already I got a link for where the car at. And how I won't purchase it. You see how we go on the Eastern River there, Mr. Producer? We do not play, my brother. You stick with me, you'll go far. You are right with me. Me can go far. The big time connection. Ah, Lord. Now, here's something else that I got to ask y'all. Okay, and this came up in conversation as well. And y'all can chime in on whatever you want. Gas prices, dear God. $5.32 for Rubis, $5.39 for Esso, $5.70 for Shell. $5.32 for Rubis, $5.39 for Esso, $5.70 for Shell. All right. Chime in and let me know. Coconut tart, pineapple tart. That was a hot discussion the other day too, I encountered. And I like both. But if I got to go pineapple tart or coconut tart, I got to lean coconut tart. I don't know about y'all. Mr. Producer, coconut tart, right? Both decent, both good. If there is no coconut tart, I'm killing the pineapple tart. But if there's an option, I got to go coconut. Got to go coconut. Man, Naughty, I so miss Mr. Murray and that green VW and that dry Lucayan Simba chant. Yes, boy, that Simba, that Lucayan Simba chant. And then, Simba and y'all still used to faithfully go to get cut skin. I know. Naughty, try coconut and pineapple tart mix. More coconut than pineapple, though. All right, I can try that one. I like the mixture. Yeah, man. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking, Ed?
Yeah, brother. What's going on, man?
What's happening, Muff?
I land in the VW Dodo. But there's a 4-speed, though. I ain't over no 5-speed. What you talking about?
No, I mean, in the VW, they had 4-speed. I was talking about the boss, the GTs, with the 5
GD,
on the floor.
The GD, but that, you see where the waist was, right? You see, you had to press on the shift and put it where face is.
That's why I hate stick. It was too much trouble to drive, babe.
That's why I had to be
there. What happened?
You had to push down the shift and put it where face.
You breaking in and out, Muff. I could hardly hear you.
Oh, no, I'm saying you had to push down the shift.
Correct.
And then put it where face is for your waist.
That's it. That's the good old days, Muff.
Yeah, but...
If you know how to drive then, you know how to drive now.
Hey, and you talking sense, boy, a VW right now, antique, boy, in a good condition,
But you had a lit for that.
Right now, I just watch American Pickers all the time.
Boom.
And all this, like how you say the Vaughn?
Boom.
For the Vaughn too, babe.
Boom. Let them know.
Yeah, don't want it. And then I'll vote for me too. Coconut and pineapple. You ever taste Tart Man? Tart opposite National Insurance of Blue Road?
Yes, boy.
Oh, the best tart on the island.
Boy, look at that coconut tart off the chain, though. But listen here. Listen here. Stop. Stop.
Generation making that.
Stop. Now. No, let me tell you something, man. You may know this. Soldier Road, Miss Major. Stanley's mummy.
By the trial mission, man?
Stanley. Animal, Lord bless the dead. Animal, the mechanic who passed away. His mummy and Stanley.
Yeah, in the back there.
Right there, through Soldier Road. Man, Miss Major, my God. If I could get one of her pineapple tart right now or coconut tart, somebody gets slapped. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it'll melt it in your mouth. Melt soft. Not the doing hard.
Next time I'm on my way to baseball in the East, I got to swing through there and see if any tarts around. But they was some off the chain start. Pick up the Miss Major. That's my Soldier Road farm, but good stuff.
Yeah, for years. Now you're talking from the 80s up to now.
Man, how you mean?
They get you back up on sports.
Yes, sir. Talking Heads. Let's get to the next one. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Listen, give me my pineapple. I love coconut tarts, you know. However, the way my Grammy did it on the island, it was perfect because she used to cook the coconut, brown it first, and then put it in the bread. But like how they do it white here in Nassau, I don't really like it that much, so I lean more towards pineapple tarts these days.
Okay.
But, you know, my cow was the Cadillac, that pink Cadillac that gentleman used to have.
Let me tell you a story about that pink Cadillac. That pink Cadillac was pinky. That was Mr. Reed. That's Carlos Reed's dad.
Yes.
And that pink Panther Cadillac, they used to play the horn. Da-na, 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 da-na. The tourists used to love that. Listen, when I was a little boy, and the Bahama Star used to come in when my dad was staff captain on the Bahama Star, and then later on when he was on the Emerald Seas, Daddy and Pinky were tight for years. They used to talk the most foolishness. They were the fastest and best of friends. You know what I mean? Many a Saturday I'd go waiting for Daddy to come off the ship and boom, run right there and jump in the cab with Pinky and hit the horn. Ba-dan, 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 ba-dan. Trust me, man. You want some good stories about that car? You talk to Carlos Reed.
I learned how to drive in a standard ship.
You learn how to drive in a standard ship?
Yeah, that's how I learned.
There you go.
Amen.
And props, you know how to do it? I mean, I can drive standard, but I'm too lazy, so I prefer automatic. And I ain't gonna lie, I make no apology for it.
It's once you get the hang of it, it's kind of easy because the song of the engine tells you when to ship.
Man, my ankle and thing is be hurting me, man. I don't be into that.
Excuses, Donnie, excuses.
Automatic, much sweeter, man. Electric NATO, for God's sake. Stop.
Okay.
Anyway, you have a good weekend, man. Enjoy yourself. Be safe.
You too.
Naughty, how you doing? Great show. I with you. It's Coconut Tart. My daughter has a 1965 Fastback Mustang. It's automatic. Naughty sending you some more pictures of these people at beauty disabled spots. I'm sick of them. Send the pictures. And send a picture of your daughter's Mustang, too. I want to see that classic. 1965 Fastback, my brother. That's a classic right there. That is a classic. Naughty Uso, gold pineapple tart, all of them, you know, listen, whatever you've been drinking, step away from the bottle. I think you've been drinking Flip today, Dexter. Normally you used to be funny, but you way off today. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
One. Boy, look here, I had one 72 Formula 400. Man, I used to be
what?
The fire them on the track. Yeah, with the good old days, man.
Formula 400, but that's a lot of power there, brother.
Yeah, man. What that could do doing is like nothing, man.
Man, listen, they had some good old days at the tracks with them Mustangs too, peeling out and burning out, boy.
Yeah. All right, Nutty.
Be safe, man. Yeah, but that's a two, boy. Talking Heads. Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, you remember them Cutlass Supreme 88?
Stop it. Cutlass Supreme. Now. You want to talk about Cutlass Supreme. The baddest Cutlass Supreme I seen in a while was Denzel in Training Day.
Why? I had one.
You remember them? And then Monte Carlos too. Them Monte Carlos wasn't bad either, boy.
No, I like them Cutlass Supreme. On one time, One time, this girl had been invested in the zoo time.
Oh, Lord.
Mom, she had all her cousins and just to meet in the club, you know.
Stop
everyone, it. There must be seven of them. Boy, and that's what I had, all of them fitting them.
I know you as happy as a pig in mud.
Them got Mr. Graham, and they can hold 8 people in the box room, too. But, if anyone else wanted to go in the box, we had space for them, too.
But you like Cutlass, and let me tell you another one on the same body type and a little bit not too far off the Cutlass that could haul, but the Grand National.
The Grand, yeah, that was nice, too.
They was off the jam, but yeah, Cutlass Supremes, man, if you had them hooked up right, they look good back in the day, bro, real talk.
Yeah, but I promise you with that coconut tart, man.
Coconut tart or nothing, right? There you go, brother.
I don't make that pineapple too much. They don't make the pineapple, they don't make that right.
If pineapple make right, I'll eat it all day, but yeah, it got to be right. If it ain't right, ain't nothing happening.
No, I'll eat around the crust. I'll eat the crust.
The crust always good. You can't go wrong with the crust.
Yeah, sure, the million.
Safe, have a good weekend, eh? Bless up. Let me get to these other texters. Naughty. They're also bringing the Mustang boss back. Oh, yeah? I see they brought the Bronco back. And you know, if you trick them out, they look good. But you got to trick them out. Naughty. I had a 3-speed Chevy C10 truck, 1979, back in the... What? Nice. That's a nice one. You still got it? Yeah, man. Texas, send me the pictures of your classic cars and the disabled parking violators for sure. Nor do you remember the red Mustang car with Mr. Sherman, the fire inspector, had in 1967 with the police light on it? And when you call Volkswagen old hen for the Volkswagen man, Bahamas automobile, and thought, boy, yes, you're going way back. But yes, you're going way back. Naughty, don't forget the 86 Pontiac Firebird. Classic. Classic. And you know who made that car classic? Burt Reynolds. Bandit. That was the business right there. The Firebird. Naughty, I was texting, driving. I see why you read. Go. Don't text and drive. Okay. Yeah, pineapple tart, man. A pineapple tart and that coconut tart, man. I know a couple people who sell it. Some good ones out there. I need to chime in and tell me where y'all get yours from. Let me do a taste test. Anyway, you can be doing some of that in the future anyway. Don't let me talk too much now. We're going to take a quick break. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We're going to get to the news. Once we get to the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be joining us. Eric Sawyer will be joining us. Clint will be joining us. We'll be talking NFL action, getting you ready for all the games this weekend. So keep it right where you got it. The Friday, October 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KS Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day today, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Huepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's Friday, it's the weekend, baby, party time. I got the free ball and the four ball special for you today, the double whammy slammy.
217, 217, 217, your three ball and the cuatro pelotas, 2892, 2892. 2892.
Play them and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters.
Back at you on the Friday, October 11th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. I got Clint joining me right now. I know Earl will be chiming in short order, as well as Eric. And I know we can hear from Eric. 49ers won last night, so I know we can hear from Eric. But we got Clint joining us. What's going on, Clint?
Hey, buddy, what's happening? Yeah, we're definitely going to hear from Eric today.
Yeah, man, you know, he got something to talk about. Them 49ers actually pulling off last night. It looked like they were going to do a typical NFC West meltdown in the second half against a lesser opponent like they did with the Rams and they did with the Cardinals. I thought they were going to do the same thing last night, but they managed to hold on and win. And in that holding on to win, you know, it really bothered me, Clint, and you could maybe feel this as a Cowboy fan. Watching Garrado come in there from Louisville, the rookie, seventh round pick.
Yep.
He could have been starting in Dallas right now.
Absolutely. That was painful to watch.
I mean, what are we doing? And then the audacity of Zeke Elliott to demand more carries. Dude, you're two steps away from a walker in the old folks' home. Shut up. We'll talk about that in short order as we get into the picks and stuff. But I know I got you on. And, you know, go ahead and make your shout-outs. I know you got your fantasy crew watching. We'll slide right into fantasy.
Yeah, man. We got this is our ninth year in our Oogie League. If you knew Oogie, he was a gem.
Yes, peoples, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a good crew. It's very competitive. And they're all out here listening to me, getting all the advice for free. And that's, you know, Mr. Atfield, Timbo, Craig, Chili, we all, you know, Rachel, JH, Jenny.
How y'all let Chili in LA? How many leg Chili in?
Boy, he and
Chili and everybody leg. Chili is a fantasy Bobbit.
He probably in more leagues than me at this point.
Boy, y'all got me beat, and I got seven strong, and I'm proud of them. But boy, y'all got me beat.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but this listen.
A better chance to win.
this week in fantasy though, you got. I hope you picked your waivers, boy. There were some good little pieces on the waivers to be picked.
Absolutely, man. And in the same league, there were so many good players, but I just can't drop anybody because my players are still healthy and they're playing, like they're jamming. So I didn't know what to do.
The only thing I can throw out there is a little nugget to some people: if you're running back weak right now, you could go to the waivers and you could go way down the running back column and you will see from the Denver Broncos. He was a powerhouse back coming out of Notre Dame. He was injured in the preseason. They're not running the ball well in Denver.
This dude may get a look from Peyton is what I'm hearing. So he's worth a stash right now, and it could help you out in the long run.
Yeah, they're not doing much in Denver. You know, they managed to string together a couple of games. Their defense is playing well, but
Sertan shuts down one half of the field. They get four field goals, and they win.
Yeah, well,
12-7. That's Denver football.
Exactly. And speaking of a gem or a sleeper there, Bucky Irving's setting to start. Rashad White's not playing this week, so get Bucky in.
And then Trey Sherman is another one, too. If you managed to snatch him last week as a handcuff, I know that Taylor in Indianapolis is a no-go as well. So Sherman will be the full starter again. And he managed some fantasy points last week, too.
Ramondre Stevenson's out as well. Lots of running backs out.
So who's the backup in New England? Oh, yeah.
Gibson.
Gibson, correct. So that pans out, you know?
Yeah, and even Joe Mixon, his status is in question. There's lots of running backs hurt this year.
And there was,
not even to mention the number one overall pick in probably everyone's draft.
Hey, if you took Christian McCaffrey, man, I feel your pain.
Ugh.
But really, the top three running backs are a bust this year. Breece Hall is a bust in New York.
Yep.
And then
Bijan.
Who was the other one? Bijan in Atlanta. Bust city. Yep. And I don't know what's going on. Nobody seems to know how you.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there.
They're kind of throwback backs. They're one of the few. Those two offer the option that you could actually keep them in there all three downs. They run well and they catch well and they block.
There are a lot of running backs I'd rather than them two right now.
Do we have Birdie zooming in? Because I could hear him in the background like he's in a rain pipe.
I'm here. I mean, there's actually, are we having a show? Are you calling me? I mean,
live from Storm Drain. Well, you weren't here on time for the show. I know you're celebrating that Dodgy win and you're poised to go into the National League Championship Series tonight if all things go well. I know you're feeling yourself. I know you're that guy, but yes, we still doing the show.
No, I'm not being that guy. I will be that guy after today.
Okay, Brady. Now, what happens if they lose?
Then I won't be that guy. I'll be that other guy. who may be calling for somebody's head.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but it can't be Roberts because he went on record and said Roberts didn't do a bad job.
No, he actually did a really good job in game four. And he's done a pretty decent job, made some right moves. So it's just a matter of how well Yamamoto pitches in the first couple of innings and how long he decides to leave him in.
All right, well, we got a couple of things we need to talk about football-related, Pearly, you know, so get your Dodger shot in real quick because you know it's all about football on Friday. Couple of things we need to talk about. And this coming in 26 minutes ago, and I want your take on both of you. The Steelers have announced that they are are expected to activate quarterback Russell Wilson to be active quarterback 2 versus the Raiders behind Justin Fields. Is this the beginning of the end of the Justin Fields experiment in Pittsburgh at quarterback?
I don't think so, personally. He's played too well. I mean, he's strung together some wins for them. He hasn't thrown for a ton of yards, but he's gotten them in good positions. He's definitely goal line touchdowns. I don't see why you would just all of a sudden say, all right, Russell, you're in. You know, he's played well enough to earn that job.
I agree. I need a backup quarterback, so he's not a backup quarterback. I think he's there in case Fields gets hurt or Fields fall. But I think it's Fields' job to lose, not for Russell Wilson to take.
Exactly.
I think Fields has done everything that he could have to earn a job in camp and maintain the job coming out of camp. And more importantly, Fields has the locker room. There's still rumblings in Pittsburgh that Russell is not, you know, completely accepted in that locker room.
Well, if you can't have the team playing with you, that's too many people against you on the field.
Correct. So,
but mind you, while you say he has earned it, he hasn't done anything to make me believe that he should be the starting quarterback for any football team. But for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now,
who, Russell Wilson or
both. But I think he's the better quarterback of the two. Right, he's looked the best out of the two right now. And so, like I say, it's his job to lose, not Russell Wilson's to take.
All right. Another. Go ahead, Clint.
I was just looking up where Justin Fields is in the quarterback rankings because I do believe he has earned the right to be a starter. I would take him over Trevor Lawrence right now.
Trevor Lawrence, until they won last week, had lost 9 starts in a row.
Yep.
Prior to last week's win.
There's so many quarterbacks, I would take him over.
Speaking of quarterbacks, now I got to put this to you, all right? 49ers sit at 3-3 after last night's victory. Brock Purdy, 18-28, 255 yards, 3 TDs. His 8th career game with 3 TDs and no interceptions. Is Purdy elite, good quarterback, and a great system quarterback?
I think he's just got a hell of a lot of talent around him. Personally, like, where's a weak spot in their offense?
Yeah.
I agree with Clint. He's a good quarterback in a good system. He's not elite. I mean, I wouldn't make him top 10. Unless you're top 10, you can't be elite. So, but he's doing a good job for the system that he has. He doesn't make very many mistakes. So he's a pretty good game manager. I think that's my description.
Yeah, Texas chiming in. Naughty, forget Purdy. He's a game manager. Yeah, a lot of people think that. But if you're a good enough game manager, you could win a Super Bowl. Because if you know exactly what you're doing, and you play within your limitations.
I mean, that's exactly what Fields is doing right now. You know, he's keeping the ball out, just running. There's a lot of running going on in Pittsburgh. So just please give Najee Harris a touchdown or two so I could trade him. Please, Fields.
Yeah, Najee is definitely, you know, no value. But speaking of fantasy value, here's 6 big sleepers at every position coming into this week's games, and you still got time to snag some if you need some. Quarterback, Daniel Jones against mm-hmm. the Bengals.
Yeah, but Neighbors is out. Again, he's
with the
he's
concussion?
Not yep, he's not wow. playing, But still, you have Slayton and
Wandale Robinson. Go ahead and do that. He's averaging about 12 targets a game and getting about 7 or 8. He's putting up points.
Oh, yeah. I snagged him a couple weeks ago.
All right. So you got Daniel Jones at quarterback. In week 5, he finished 11th in fantasy points without rising star wideout on Malik Lewis. He threw for 257 yards and 2 touchdowns. Darius Slayton was a big contributor in that, and rookie tight end Theo Johnson, as well as third-string running back Eric Gray. They were the top pass catches. But, yeah, look at him this week against Cincinnati. They're going to try to employ some of the same things with Neighbors being out, and he may get it done against Cincinnati. They played very light against the NFC East, and I think so far on who they played, so I'm going to give the nod to the Giants, and they're in New York. You mentioned this earlier, Clint. Antonio Gibson, running back of the New England Patriots.
Yep.
Against the Houston Texans. If he's out there, go get him. He's going to get all the work this week, all the smoke.
Yeah, but then again, how much are they really going to be running the ball? You know, I figure they're going to be behind. They're going to have to pass. And
now,
May is now the starting quarterback. They benched Brissett.
So I think that plays well for Gibson because he's going to get the carries to protect the running back. But he's an excellent pass catcher.
Yeah, if you're in a PPR, he's going to be a
So that's where it's going to help you right there because May is going to dump down a lot in these games to the checkoff guy, and he could be that guy. So you might want to investigate that. Here's one who I think is only going to ascend if you get him.
I kind of took Jones because Mahomes on bye this week, and I had Bo Nix. So when I look at the two of them, I figured Jones would give me a better shot than Nix.
Yep. Yeah, you did good, Purdy. That was a good snag. Let's see if he pays out for you.
You know who's my fantasy advisor, right? The same fella you don't have him in certain leagues. You have because you're scared of him.
No. The only reason why being in one particular league together, he won and retired. I won and went back to try double. That's all. But outside of that, me and Clint by 3 or 4 leagues together, brother.
Yeah, and you were one of the people I tried to trade Najee to a long time ago, and you were,
I know it's coming with Najee, man. If Najee was traded from the Steelers and he was a lead back elsewhere, then we'd have a deal because they're going to give him the ball at the goal line.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on in Pittsburgh, but listen, speaking of getting ball at the goal line, here's another one that you need to look at on your fantasy radar. I already stashed him a couple of weeks ago because I figured this was coming. Rashawn Johnson, running back in Chicago. He's poised to get most of the goal line work. And if they're going to use DeAndre Swift between the 20s, that's fine. But Rashawn Johnson's going to get the goal line work. Had 2 touchdowns last week.
It's just hard for me to really get excited about running backs where they have a mobile quarterback.
Ah, that's true.
They take a lot of the goal line work as well.
And that's probably why Najee's not getting it, because Trey, the quarterback, he's easy for him to run it in than to give it to someone else.
Yeah, he's got the most rushing touchdowns on the – or he's got the most touchdowns on the team.
Yeah. So we went over Rashawn Johnson.
Kyler Algier is another one.
Is another one because of the situation in Atlanta with Bijan Robinson, correct?
Yeah, he's hurt as well. He's listed as questionable.
So there's another one. If you snag, that could potentially be 100-yard, one touchdown back for you, because Algier puts up numbers with the opportunities. Here's another one that folks are saying is trending upward with the situation in New England is in Houston is Dare Ogunbowale, the running back in Houston, who's come out of nowhere as a pass catcher and an in-between the tackles threat while Joe Mixon has been injured.
So he's been banging through people too, running them over.
That's what I'm talking about. He's in between the tackles. He's a punisher. So he may be a candidate to have more work when Mixon returns as well, because he's making an impression now.
Yeah.
And
Go ahead. I was going to say, my favorite stash, which I picked up, I think about 2 weeks ago, is Tank Bigsby.
Me too, brother.
That
Bigsby.
That dude is an animal.
Yes, he is.
And there's a little shoulder problem with ETN.
And when they shut down ATN, because I think they want to make that switch at running back, but they have to do it diplomatically. When they shut him down for that shoulder, that's when I'm really going to insert him in a certain lineup or two and let him just grind it out for me, ride it right down to the wire.
I mean, he's got standalone value right now. Even if bye weeks are hurting you and there's nobody out there and you do have Tank, you can play him and you'll get at least, 5-15 points. He could pop off for 20.
He could. The upside is huge. The ceiling is huge with him.
Yeah.
The last two that you should snag are wide receivers, one being Jalen Tolbert of the Dallas Cowboys, and number six of the Atlanta Falcons. Those two are pass catchers that are trending up as well, and if you need a plug-and-play receiver this weekend, they could actually suit the bill for you. All right. We got to get to the first break. Once we get to the first break and we finish our first break, Purdy and Clint, when we chime back in, we'll be talking picks, NFL picks. All right? We'll touch on last night's game and we'll get into all the picks coming up this weekend. And I'll get you insight on everything. And then we got a very good final 15 or so today on the way home. A recap of the 49ers game last night. And a preview of this weekend's Baltimore Ravens Washington Commanders game, which I think is going to be one of the best games of the weekend. Nick Wright, Steve Broussard doing it to you on your ride home. That's all coming up. So keep it right where you got it. The Friday, October 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists, more research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Bam John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out? Amen!
Saturday,
November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Grill.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Ron.
It's your boy, Elliot from the New Breed Mind.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Sugar.
It's your buddy, Jerez.
It's me now, Funky D.
This is your girl, Nishi Out Us, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there.
This is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasHeatTickets.com. The countdown is on. Ray can't scrape exposure. Best of the best.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Friday, October 11th edition of Talking Heads. We're talking sports. We're in the 5 o'clock hour. We're in the building. Eric is now joining us. So the gang is all here. Let me just get to the text lines real quick. Naughty, please tell Purdy he's just a Steeler hater. Steeler Nation forever. Well, allow me, on behalf of me and Clint, to tell you, Steeler Nation, know your role. Shut your mouth, get that big L off your forehead, because we just came in your house, kicked open your fridge, ate your food, kissed your girlfriend, and kicked the dog on the way out. That's what we did, okay? So shut up, stop picking on Purdy, and address the team that kicked you in the teeth last Sunday night when you was on there popping off last week. How bad your Steelers going to be my Cowboys? Steeler Texter, have a great Friday.
I couldn't say it no better. I couldn't say it any better.
That's a mic drop if I've ever heard.
Yeah, you know, I got to put that
in.
We won, and you should address as many. I can't call the name you put up on meme in the group this morning as far as them Seahawks, but you could go have your way with them.
Yeah, man. Sea pigeon is what we call them. I'm not a Steeler hater. I'm just being real with the team. I like Russell Wilson, to be honest. And you know that, Naughty.
Yeah, I've always liked man, but I think right now Fields deserves to continue to be the quarterback in Pittsburgh.
And I'm good with that. And I think being Russell as the backup quarterback, that's insurance. That's insurance.
If he gets good insurance.
And the amount of injuries that are going on in the NFL today, that's insurance, based on who the number three quarterback would have been.
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
We got about Russell's 10 minutes.
Very good at number two right now.
We got about 10 minutes or so before we got to get to the final 15 or so. And we got to take a break.
I have a fantasy question. I put it to Clint. Chargers or Browns defense?
Browns against the Eagles this week, yeah.
And the Chargers against... I think they're against the no, not the Broncos. I think they're against the Rams.
Against the Broncos.
The Broncos, yeah, you're right.
Who can't score more than 15 points in a game?
So I would think the Chargers, huh?
That would be my bet. AJ Brown's back. Smith looking like he might play. And Saquon Barkley is out there. He's the number one running back.
Yeah, but Cleveland's good against the run. That's the situation. They got Miles Garrett up there that puts pressure on the quarterback. That's. And you know how old boy in Philadelphia gets recently with the pressure, Jalen Hurts,
yeah.
Mr. 3-11 in my last 14 starts.
Yeah, but now he's got all his weapons back.
This is true. So let's see how it back. Maybe you do want to go with that Charger defense against a weaker Denver offense than a fully loaded Eagles offense coming out of the gate off of some injuries.
I'll tell you what, I had the exact same decision, and I took the Chargers.
That's true, too. And they were 0-6 to end the season and lost in the playoffs, lost seven straight games, so...
I like him to beat Cleveland
because Cleveland is horrible, and Watson is making Johnny Manziel look like a Hall of Famer in Cleveland. So yeah, I'm gonna side with Philadelphia to win the game, but I don't know how impressive they're gonna be in doing it because Cleveland has a decent defense.
I think they're gonna blow them out.
All right, real quick before we get into the picks, Eric, what's the updates from San Francisco last night on your running back? What's the injury there?
He has a sprained AC joint, so thank God we have the mini bye week to get him healthy. If not, then Garrido.
Garrido, listen.
Great run there to end the game, to seal the game, but he's slow, man.
A good pounder like that with that old line you got, my God, that could impose your will on people. Just pound him behind that offensive line all day.
Yeah.
But what poise on that
breakaway
young kid,
speed, though? Isn't there? If that was Mason, he was never going to be caught.
You see the poise on him, though, to just, you know, slide down at the 2-yard line, not be greedy, go in, get your first touchdown, slide down, solidify the game. That was good on him.
That was good on him, man, because not many times you see young players make smart plays.
I mean, yeah.
And that was key because then they ran some more clock off and so on and so forth. And
yeah, see the game. I hope we got a game.
I'm grateful to the 49ers. I got Purdy and Debo Samuel starting last night, and both of them gave me really good numbers. So I'm pretty happy.
Debo
ran hurt, you know. Don't mind that run. He ran hurt, you know.
So you think Debo can be out for another couple of weeks?
He ran hurt.
All right. But let's get into it now, guys. We got Sunday game, nice and early, 9:30, set your clocks. Don't forget, across the pond in the UK, we got the Jaguars and the Bears. I like the Bears in that one.
Yeah, I like the Bears as well.
I like the Bears as well. Although the Jags just won their first game, traveling, time constraints, not being accustomed to winning yet.
No, Jags normally play well in the UK. I just think the Bears got their number balanced on offense and defense.
I just don't trust Trevor Lawrence.
I can be the lone wolf, and for some reason, I don't know why I feel this, but I think Lawrence is now his best game of the season. Might be the only good game he has of the season, so I'm going to go to the Jags tomorrow.
All right, this one we could be quick on. Houston Texans on the road in New England. I like Houston.
Houston.
I like Houston.
Houston.
Indianapolis Colts on the road against the Tennessee Titans.
There's no Jonathan Taylor. I like the Titans.
Richardson's questionable.
I like the Colts in this one. Behind Flacco and Sermon on the offensive side of the ball, they got some injuries on defense, but that offense in Tennessee with both quarterbacks, either Levis or Rudolph, I like Indianapolis to get it done in a division game, a tight division game.
Indianapolis as well. Levis is very questionable. He's fighting to play.
I like Tony Pollard to run all over them, though. He's going to have a good game out there.
Let's see. That could be a key ticket for Tennessee if they win, is Pollard. The Cleveland Browns on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. I like the Eagles at home to win this one.
Yeah, Eagles got their weapons back. That's my pick.
I like the Eagles to win, but not. I'll just take them on the money line.
I got the Browns. Let me be the lone wolf here. I got the Browns. Surprise all of us.
Eric got the Browns for the shocker. All right. Arizona Cardinals on the road against the Green Bay Packers. I like the Packers at home in this one.
Yeah, I like the Packers.
Yeah, Arizona's defense isn't that great. And Green Bay's defense has been playing very well. And
Arizona, Taylor, two cities. They're different in Arizona compared to on the road.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially in 1 o'clock games on the East Coast.
Yeah, Midwest.
Tampa Bay on the road against New Orleans. I like Tampa Bay to get it done in this one. New Orleans starting a rookie quarterback, Spencer Rattler. They got some injuries to the defense. I think Tampa Bay makes the adjustment in the division game and gets it done.
The only thing I like with the Saints is that Kamara have a lot of carries because of the quarterback, but I still think Tampa Bay take the win.
Yeah, I agree. Tampa Bay's going to win. Bucky's going to run wild.
Yeah, there's no quarterback under center for the Saints this week. No real true quarterback. No chance.
All right, this game is interesting in 1 o'clock. I think it's the highlight of the 1 o'clock games.
Yes.
Baltimore Ravens, Washington Commanders. battle of two, you know, teams that are coming in winning three games in a row. Lamar Jackson for Baltimore. You got the rookie quarterback Daniels for Washington. I like the Grandmaster Lamar Jackson to get it done in Baltimore. And Washington never been known to stop the run. I think they run the football and they escape, and which should be a barn burner because you know Baltimore gets leads and go to sleep. I like Baltimore to get it done 27-24, and I like them to win at home.
I like the Ravens to win. I think quarterback in Washington is going to be brought back down to earth this weekend because he's playing a really good team. And even though I like the Commanders, it's a good team, but I think the Ravens take it.
What you got?
I'm going to go against you guys. I like what Jaden Daniels is doing out there. Scary Terry's heating up. They got a bunch of good running backs out there. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Washington wins it 36-32.
Wow. Lone Wolf?
That's
no, he is not the Lone Wolf. I really feel like the Commanders are going to shock the world this week and prove that they are formidable, that they are for real. And the win is not a fluke.
All right.
But Daniel's boy is not scared.
Later on, when I feel a certain stand there about a certain things, I don't want to hear nothing out of y'all. All right, anyhow. You got the Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Chargers in Denver. I like Denver. Winners are three straight. The defense is still good. I think there's not enough offense in Los Angeles to challenge the defense that is in Denver, and it's going to be another field goal fest. I like Denver to win it at home.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Herbert still may not play. They're too banged up. It'll be a field goal, low-scoring game.
I think Denver's starting to get better every week, starting to become a pretty decent football game. Not a great decent, but I pick Broncos over the Chargers.
Which yeah,
I got the Broncos. They're doing okay.
But I still like the Chargers defense.
They have a lights-out defense, and their offense is going to do just enough to win.
All right, we got the last four to go, five to go. Let's pick it up here a little bit. Pittsburgh and the Raiders. Pittsburgh on the road in Las Vegas against the Raiders. I like Pittsburgh to get right this week against the Raiders. They're still in disarray.
Yeah, I like the Steelers as well. No more Gardner Minshew get it.
I like the Steelers. In particular, Christian Wilkinson is out, so their defense is going to be suspect. I like the Steelers.
This is the week now that we decide who's QB1 and QB2. Pittsburgh, man.
Detroit Lions, Dallas Cowboys. I'll tell you, take the over in this if you're a betting person off the top. The over of 50, you can get that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Here's the deal. Here's the reason why. Yes, the Lions could run the football. Yes, the Lions have a good offensive line. Yes, they run motion and have good wide receivers, and their quarterback is playing decent. And they got a good pass rush. Kryptonite to the Dallas Cowboys. I agree. But they got a bum secondary. They got a suspect secondary. Last week we went into Pittsburgh and took on a team that could run the football, had a good offensive line, had defense that could apply pressure. We were on the road. And in the fourth quarter, Dakota Rain Prescott got it done. And guess what? Again, this week, the Lions got suspect secondary. I think it's going to be a shootout. And at the end of the day, the Cowboys get it done, 34-31 on the kick of Brandon Aubrey, 61-yard field goal at the end of regulation to win it for the Cowboys.
Go ahead, Clint. I won't go last on this one.
Brandon Aubrey's going to kick that field goal from, like, Toronto. He's got a leg on him, but I just can't do it. The Lions are so powerful, and Dallas just kind of seems to be out of it still. They're not clicking on all cylinders. The defense, I'm still not sold on it. And I have the Lions winning the Super Bowl this year. So I think the Lions are going to get it done.
Not even on PlayStation with the cheat codes, they win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Time will tell.
So you mean to say you go in with the Cowboys against the Lions after the Lions are coming off a bye?
Yeah, and guess what? I went with them against Pittsburgh last week for the same reason, the suspect secondary, my brother.
Secondary, but this is the Lions we're talking about. 49ers on the ropes last year in the NFC Championship game.
We beat Detroit last year and the year before.
That was last year. Hold on.
And six times in a row we beat Detroit. Where's the game being played? In Detroit. No, in Dallas.
In Dallas.
Return to the scene of the crime. All right, last three real quick.
Let me go.
Go ahead, Burley.
If the Cowboys get shut down in the middle of the field, they have a good chance, but I don't see that happening. I like Detroit.
Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, and Carolina. I like Atlanta to win that one.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta. Captain Kirk's playing again.
I like what he's doing. I think he's getting. I think Atlanta's a team that's getting better every week as well. I like Atlanta.
Cincinnati on the road against New York on Sunday night. I like Cincinnati, man. I think they get right in this game. I think it's all about Chase, all about T. Higgins, and Burrow has a big game.
Yeah, Cincinnati's playing the way they should. That, like I said from day one, they start off slow the first three games, and then they start going.
Yeah, I agree. I like Cincinnati.
Last game, Buffalo Bills and New York Jets Monday night. I like the Bills to get right. I think the Jets are still a house in disarray.
Yeah, I got the Bills get it done. Cincy also wins, by the way.
I just, you know, as a Dolphin fan, I don't know who I hate the most, the Bills or the Jets, but I think I hate the stinking lousy Jets more, so I'm going to go with the Bills.
I think the Jets are going to win, and the only reason why is that, so Aaron Rodgers is going to play lights out because he wants to say, see, I told you it was the coach.
And on that note, we'll get to the break, man. For Earl, for Clint, for Eric, this is your boy Naughty. We want to thank you for listening in. Thank you guys for chiming in. Looking forward to doing it again next week. And enjoy your weekend of football, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it. We got a great take home today with Nick Wright, so keep it right where you got it.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Flavid Island Games. We making dreams come true. Flavid Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket. Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition. So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay Island Games. We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer. Island Games. We gonna make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
You are invited to the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium, October 23rd through 28th, 2024. Bringing the action will be the national teams from Cuba, Curacao, Dominican Republic, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Tame Bahamas. There will be three games daily from October 23rd to 27th, and the championship gold and bronze games on October 28th. Don't you miss it. The 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Save the date, set your alerts, and be there.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Worst invention I've ever seen in my life.
This guy loves pencils and loves sharpening them. And is just now discovering that the
horrible handout. I'm sorry, I don't want to throw.
No, you haven't rinsed it.
No,
rinsed
horrible.
It out.
Start the show.
Horrible invention.
They work.
Start the show.
I need a.
They used to work
knife.
For me back in fourth grade.
That was the best they had
the
back
last
then.
Last time
they had just come up with pencils.
You're the ones.
First hour, first things first. Well, I was starting with Brock and the 49ers. They take care of the Seahawks. Brock now 5-0 against Seattle in his career. 255 yards. Kittle caught two touchdowns, 18 for 28 for Brock, threw three overall, 129 passer rating. Come on, bro. Here's Purdy on deeper throws, 10 or more yards downfield, 6 for 9, 165 yards, two touchdowns, passer rating almost at 150. You didn't like that yesterday. You accused Brew of funny math or something last week.
That's not at all accurate or true, but go ahead. And
you didn't say 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards.
Okay,
we can
relitigate yesterday's
that.
Show.
I didn't understand.
But if instead of, since that's where we're starting, leader of the show, you agreed with me yesterday that when Brew listed the things Purdy was first in, and it was 10 yard throws, 20 yard throws, 30 yard throws,
sometimes
I just said they
just
were correlated.
I do like those, yards per game.
I was on an island.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah, exactly
I was on
right.
an island yesterday defending Brock.
No,
I was by myself. What? You two coming at me and Grant didn't even, once he got on.
What's the question?
Were you impressed by Brock finally?
Marginally, yes.
Oh, marginally.
Well, here's the thing. If I said I jaw dropped, I never thought he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's disrespectful. To be wildly impressed by Brock doing, you know, exactly what Daniel Jones and Jared Goff did against Seattle. I mean, we can show it to you. It's the I have gotten bitten by buying into Seattle a little more than I should, maybe. Jared Goff, Wilds led the show with it, threw a perfect game. Daniel Jones got you. Greg Jennings came out, chest puffed out. And if you want to see Greg Jennings chest puffed out, wait until the B block today. But no, I thought that he played really well. I think he continues to impress me with his escapability, even though I do think he is flying a little too close to the sun with some of the scrambles. Not the, oh, let me get out of here and go run, but some of the doubling back and then doubling back again. It hasn't bitten him yet, but that feels like a disaster waiting to happen
at
some point.
A lot of guys, Mahomes will do some of that. Lamar will do some of that.
Yes. All greats.
I agree. And I understand that Brock Purdy has a good 10-yard split, but I certainly don't put him in the athleticism category of Lamar.
No.
And I don't put him in the same athletic category as Patrick Mahomes. And so, listen, I think that there is going to be a thirst from either the audience or from my friend in the purple tie to give Brock, for me to give Brock Purdy more love for this performance than we as a show, except for Wilds, gave Jared Goff for his performance in a standalone night game against the Seattle Seahawks when he was 18 for 18 and even better pass rating, all that stuff. I'm not going to do that, but I will say I was on here yesterday and I said I thought Seattle would keep it close and win in the end. They didn't. Purdy made the last touchdown pass I thought was his best, the one that Kyle was talking about there. The second one to Kittle I thought was a Kittle brilliance, and it was a great pass, but the best part of that was Kittle. And the first, somewhat impressed by Purdy, but I also think he played an excellent game. I have no criticisms about the game.
Do I even need to say
anything?
No,
it's a short segment.
I mean, I sat here 24 hours ago and told you guys Brock Purdy is a bad man.
Yeah.
And then he went out last night and showed that he's a bad man.
That's true.
Now, Nick, you talked yesterday a lot about standards.
Yeah.
Let's hold Brock Purdy to this standard. You came on here earlier this week and said Patrick Mahomes, in a game where he had zero touchdowns, one interception, and a passer rating of 86.6, that he played the perfect game. What in the world was that last night we witnessed that standard?
Yeah, I don't.
Brock Purdy wasn't better last night than Patrick Mahomes was on Sunday?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
What standard are we using?
Missed throws. Patrick missed zero throws.
He actually threw an interception because it was behind the guy.
That wasn't a missed throw.
It was behind the guy.
It was a missed throw, and it wasn't a missed throw.
He had no touchdowns.
Yeah. Agree.
I don't think you can play a perfect game with zero touchdowns. But you can play one with three. And you can play one when you have a 129.3 passer rating. He was magnificent last night. All right. Nick, like you said, show these two. Can we see the touchdowns to George Kittle? The passes were phenomenal. I don't know if we have them. The defender.
That's a great
perfectly
pass.
Thrown pass.
It's a great pass. And just to be clear, I wasn't trying to take away from the pass on this. I was saying the Kittle getting 3 feet down on that was remarkable.
That's a great catch.
Yep. It's a perfect pass.
And then the second pass, the second touchdown to Kittle was just as good. He had to throw it. Like these two passes, he could throw in one place. And he did it. We keep showing the same one. But the second one he split, I don't know.
At some point.
It's on a loop. Yeah. All right, here we go. We only need to see it once, but he splits two defenders. Has to be in the perfect spot, and he gets it the only place he can throw it to be successful.
The reason I thought that was his best play of the night was because if he didn't throw it the second he threw it, it's not caught. If he throws it a second earlier, it's not caught, or a quarter second. And if he throws it a quarter second later, I think it's picked. Or not picked, but you knocked it.
Right.
It could be
no,
picked.
It was a great.
I thought that was a great play. So I'm not taking. I'm not acting like the guy can't make
right.
great plays.
And like you said, his scrambling now, he scrambled for first downs, and he also scrambled, to your point, and made some passes for first downs. I want to compare him, though, to Geno, because you guys scoff at me, particularly you, when I say he's better than Geno Smith. Last night, here's the numbers. Big game for both of them. And, you know, Geno wet the bed.
Geno made
the mistake. 250-something times. You know, it just, Purdy was excellent. Geno wasn't.
Well, are we having a debate over whether or not Geno is
Well, I, every time I say he's better than Geno, I get Geno's higher in the tiers. I said yesterday he's having a better season. We got to hear it than Geno.
Oh, you,
and
well,
you
that's
said, no way.
Hold on. That's a different question.
Okay,
and
but that, do you
well,
think he's having a better
night,
season?
Yeah.
Well,
after
it's,
last
it's
night,
nine games
when
each.
Geno has,
I mean,
right, when Geno has his worst
last
game
night
and
was
Purdy
part of
has
the
his
season.
Best game. Yeah,
but Geno still has, he has 6 touchdowns, 6 picks. Friday's 9-4.
I understand.
Passer rating.
Two last. Last night, Geno had 4 picks. So did Purdy. Purdy had 3
more
fewer
touchdown.
Touchdowns.
And Purdy had one more.
Correct.
Purdy had
yeah,
one
so,
more touchdown than
so,
Geno.
Yeah,
and higher pass
as
rating.
Of
he's been playing better.
20. Okay, I disagree with you. So I think these are two different things. Is Brock Purdy higher in the holistic quarterback rankings than Geno Smith? Probably yes. Was Geno Smith, in my opinion, having a better season prior to yesterday than Brock Purdy? Yes.
But he's not now.
No. Okay. One game is a huge percentage of the
yes.
season when we're 5
yes.
weeks in. So
well,
no.
here's the last thing I'll say about Purdy, and we do have a graphic. Last night was his 8th game of his career, which we know has been short, of 3 touchdowns, 0 picks. Since he became a starter, no one's thrown 6 games like that. Mm. Jordan Love's got 6, Goff 5, Josh Allen 4. Purdy's got twice as many as Josh Allen, who's 3rd or 4th. So, like I said, he's a bad man.
He's good. Okay. I agree.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad,
bad meaning good.
Yeah.
49ers get to 500 and now have some extra rest before facing the Chiefs, who will be coming off a bye. Exactly. You get it, Trent.
He does get it.
Totally.
Also,
they do get it.
I would probably feel a little bit better about Brock Purdy in the quarterback hierarchy if he would just take a few notes from Trent Williams' stylist.
He has no money.
Well, he's got these ads.
He can't afford, he can't afford all that.
He doesn't mean he has to dress like a science teacher. He could add, there's a lot of people that make less than 900 grand a year that dress with some amount of swag after work. But go ahead.
You think the 49ers season is back on track now?
Well, if you ask the committee, and I am chairman emeritus, the season was never off track. Oh. Mm-hmm. It was like, listen, as long as they have that running game, which I think Christian McCaffrey is the best running back in football and a game changer.
Yep.
I also think that running game between the 20s clearly works with everyone. Like
Isaac, the fourth string last night.
Isaac Rendon just comes and ices the game.
230 last night.
I mean, that was the trademark of Kyle's dad. Yeah. It's been the trademark of Kyle throughout. So that running game, those skill position guys, that head coach, I know we're killing the Niners defense. Fred Warner right now, in my opinion, Chris Jones, and Aiden Hutchinson, Pat Surtain are the leading candidates for Defensive Player of the Year. So the defense, when that guy's your middle linebacker, if he's and you have legitimate talent in other spots, your defense is never going to be awful. They're always going to be in it. And this is when Purdy doesn't turn the ball over, the team doesn't lose. And this year, when Purdy has 0 turnovers, they're 2-0. When he has just 1 turnover or 0, they're 3-1. Their only losses are his multi-turnover games. And so I think we're going to talk about it more later, but I think the NFC is wide open.
Right.
Going into the year, I thought it was so wide open a rookie could make the Super Bowl. 5 weeks in, I think other people think it's so wide open a different rookie could make the Super Bowl. So, I think they're fine. I think San Francisco's fine.
They're back on track in that they're leading the division now, technically, right? They have they're tied for first with Seattle, but they have the head-to-head. And as long as you control your own destiny, which is what they do now, I think they are the best team in their division. They have the most talent in that division. So if you control your own destiny and you're the most talented team or the best team, then you're back on track. Now, if they beat the Chiefs,
now we're talking.
That will really, like, I still have a little reservation about them. Like, are they as good as last season? I'm not ready to say that.
I don't think they are, but I don't think they have to be.
If they beat the Chiefs, it'll show, okay, they really are rolling now.
Ravens, 7-point favorites when they host the Commanders and their electric offense. It's a battle of two highest-scoring teams in the league. On the flip side, both defenses below average, and that's being kind. Ravens have won 3 in a row, Brew, the 7-point favorites.
I got to be honest, I don't think so. Like, I was surprised when I saw this line. I just think it's very high. I get it that, you know, Washington, you can criticize the teams they've beaten, but they beat Cincinnati, you know, Tampa Bay. A lot of this, I think, is looking at what happened to them against Tampa Bay.
That was week one.
I'm shocked that this is this high.
You don't think it's about
Baltimore?
That people think you're right about Baltimore and that they're a juggernaut?
No, I think Baltimore is going to win. But I just think the way Washington has played, to be 7-point dogs, I get it that it's in Baltimore, that surprised me. But look, I think Jaden Daniels and the Commanders can score on that defense, but I think Baltimore is going to score on Washington's defense and outscore. I don't see a game like Cincinnati where basically nobody gets stopped. But I do think both teams will score. It'll be a fairly high-scoring game. And Baltimore, they may win by, they may win by more than 7. I'm just surprised that line is that high.
Don't you think they're just going to run all over?
Yeah, they're going to, and that controls Washington. Yeah, and that'll control the clock.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, they'll control the clock. Lamar will make the
play. I don't think it's going to be as close as you think. I think they're just going to run the ball. It's going to feel more like the Cowboys.
Can I say something real quick?
That would be impressive.
At some point, I think you're going to have to divorce yourself from what teams should do and what they do.
The Ravens, you mean?
Well, it's not just the Ravens. I think you, a lot of times, and this is not a criticism of you specifically, I think a lot of people do this, they look at it and they're like, well, this team stinks at stopping this.
Yeah.
This, you're great at this, so let's just spam this thing, and then we watch football on Sunday, and teams are like, nope. This is the week we're running the bad plays.
Yeah.
No, this is the week we're trying this or we're working on this. Like, I heard, and it's been logical before the fact, like, hey, this team is just going to run the ball and keep the ball and play keep away. And then sometimes teams are like, eh, not what we're doing this week.
And they're always going to throw it, and they should with Lamar to some degree.
Sure.
But I think they'll control time of possession.
So I just don't, I understand the Ravens whoop Josh Allen. I don't think they can be touchdown favorites over any team with a good plus quarterback and legitimate weapons. So, like, Pat, they played the Chiefs. The Chiefs scored their season high against them.
Mm-hmm.
They played Joe Burrow. They scored their season high against them. Played Gardner Minshew, who's just throwing the ball to Devontae Adams, scored their season high against them. They played Dak Prescott. They scored their season offensive high against them. They actually scored more in Cleveland, but they had a punt return. So, you know what I mean? So, they totally shut down Josh Allen and that Bills team. But